Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to do a review on Jumanji, The Next Level. And this is a sequel to, I guess it was 2017 Jumanji. This one is written and directed by the director of the first one, Jake Kasdan. A couple other people credited for that, for writing. And this also stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, and Karen Gillan. The synopsis is, in Jumanji, The Next Level, the gang is back, but the game has changed. As they return to rescue one of their own, the players will have to brave parts of unknown, from arid deserts to snowy mountains, to escape the world's most dangerous game. This, again, is a little different than the older Jumanji, but the 2017 one took a more modern take on it, making it into a video game. This one also does the same thing where, well, there's one character from the previous movie whose name is Spencer. He and his girlfriend from the previous movie, they've broken up. He goes home for the holidays. His grandfather's there, who's played by Danny DeVito. They're rooming together for some random reason. And then he says that he's going to have brunch, but he decides to go into his basement, finds an old game console, which has a Jumanji game. Then he disappears. His friends from the first movie try to go find him and realize that he's back in Jumanji. So, Keith, how did you feel about Jumanji, The Next Level?
A lot of the elements from the first movie were there, which I liked. The chemistry between The Rock and Kevin Hart's still there, and the cast is still there. The action was okay. It was good. And I mean, over reliance on CG, I think it would have done better with some more practical effects, but that's fine. But right off the bat, I'll say that it was not as good as the first one.
Definitely.
It's not a bad film. I mean, it does what it does. My wife liked it. She enjoyed it. It was a good popcorn film. First one, Jumanji, was a really good popcorn flick. But I think it suffered from a couple of things. One was that it may have been a bit of a more of an acting reach for Dwayne Johnson to try to imitate Danny DeVito. He wasn't good at it.
Yeah, so, let me just preference something. In the first movie, all the characters just kind of align themselves with the four characters from the first movie. This one switches up a little bit. So you also have Danny Glover and Danny DeVito also get pulled in. So the characters are technically switched around, except Karen Gillan's character.
She was fine. She was decent in this one. But I fell into the sequel trap where they try to do what they did the first one, as opposed to just doing something different with the story, like trying to do something with what they started the first time around and continue. They tried to remake or recapture. And whenever a sequel does that, it fails. Like, without question, it always drops a ball. In this case, they did try something different, and that was by having Danny DeVito's characters, Dwayne Johnson, trying to imitate Danny DeVito's mannerisms, and it just wasn't working right. But Kevin Hart did a pretty good impression of Danny Glover. I thought he did a good job. I thought he was hilarious as an older black man. That he did a job. Jack Black ended up stealing the show most of his scenes. Like, he was funny as hell when he was imitating Fridge. That shit was funny. But other than that, it got to be by the number. Awkwafina jumped in.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of hers.
She's not my favorite actress in the world. She did a good Danny DeVito impression because she's a comedian. So she's going to be good at impressions. I thought some of the action was just like, why are you doing this? And like, okay, I get it. Oh, they can switch up now. And then the whole romance thing was like, it was just like, I don't know, this isn't working. At that point, I just kind of like took it for what it is. Enjoyed the parts I liked. I think probably one of the better parts was at the very, very end, gave a hint of what's going to happen in the next movie.
Yeah, I was hoping that they would wrap this up with this movie, but
Why would they do that? I mean, this is a good premise.
Let me get into my comments.
All right, good.
We talk every week about movies that have had sequels to movies that have been out for a very long time. This is the reverse of this. You're not actually given time to appreciate Jumanji, the 2017 Jumanji, for what it was. Mm-hmm. That this just seems too soon.
Yes.
And that would be a good point. Then, because it's doing the same thing over again,
right,
even though
right.
it's switching up which analog character in Jumanji, it just doesn't seem different enough, and it doesn't seem interesting enough to be worthy of being released. Next year, maybe 2021, I can see all that. Just seems like this 2 year seems too soon.
I would agree with that.
And then a lot of the acting wasn't very good. I think the movie just kind of drags on, particularly in the middle part of the movie. And then also the impetus for Spencer to go in back into Jumanji. He was so sad.
They didn't dwell enough on what his problems were.
Yeah. Like, again, one of the characters from the first movie, they were together, towards the end of the first movie, and they've broken up at this point in the movie. It just got to a point where it's like, yeah, the first one made sense. This one just seems as if they just said, hey, let's do that again. It worked the first time, and maybe you probably should have done something differently. Whatever direction the third movie's going in will be more along the lines of the original Jumanji movie, but this one, I'm not a big fan of it, and I'm not a big fan of Danny Glover being a horse for the third of the movie.
The Rock just needs to take a step back. He needs to settle down, and I get it. He's got a momentum going. He needs to take a step back and just not let himself get oversaturated.
Yeah, and then a lot of the past movies that he's done, Hobbs and Shaw also had Kevin Hart in it. Jumanji, the original Jumanji, had Kevin Hart in it. And then Central Intelligence, he was working with Kevin Hart. And I understand they have this little bromance going on, but I think that also needs to stop. I mean, yes, they do have chemistry, but I don't want to see Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker a billion times together either.
They're just cameos and stuff like that, so that's not that big a deal. But he's gotten so big right now that he's starting to do the one thing that better actors who've had a long successful career have taken pains not to be
typecast.
Not typecasting, but having to write their own characters. Like, some people had the talent for it. Sylvester Stallone, he's an accomplished writer and director, so he knows what is necessary for a story without having to put himself in every damn scene. So he's got enough of that. Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't take himself seriously. Tom Cruise, another one. He, for the most part, he understands what his brand's about. Though I don't know what the fuck happened with The Mummy.
I think Mike liked that one. I think he might have been a little bit more positive about that one than I was. Yeah, but
that was a clear misstep. Like, he wanted to make sure he got that Robert Downey Jr. money or whatever he was doing. I don't know, but that was a misstep.
All right, so let's get the scores. Keith, what score would you give Jumanji The Next Level?
I would give it a 6, maybe. And that's being generous. And I'll probably drop it down to a 5. Man, I'll give it a 5.5. But it wasn't a huge, huge letdown where I just came away disgusted. So I'm not going to say it's a bad film. I'm just going to say it is not as good as what it could be. It's not a really good film for this holiday season.
So I'm going to give this a 4. I like the Welcome to the Jungle. We talk about there being sequels to movies that have been out for a long time. That one broke the mold. It did something differently, and it was successful at it. This one goes to the well one too many times, and it does the same thing again. Even though it tries to switch it up a little bit, it's still the same. The reasoning for the first movie, which was, Tom Hanks' son, or Nick Jonas, whatever version you want to call it.
It just kind of digs back. I don't know.
This one... the reasoning for this coming back to Jumanji wasn't very good. The acting was passable. Overall, I just didn't like it. So, like I said, I give it a 4. It's not the worst thing in the world, but I would say it's probably a little too long as well. It's about 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably could have cut 30 minutes out of this thing.
Like I said, it just kind of dragged on. And the first one was 2 hours, but it had story to build up. This one did not have much. And again, Danny Glover played a horse for the last third of the movie. Oh, that was bad. But anyway, that's the Beast Game Podcast. Danny Glover played a horse. That's all I can say.
Danny Glover played a horse. Oh my God.